So we said it's forbidden to cook basar b'halav. The case that we talk about today is there's a meat pot. There's no meat in the pot, but there's meat in the walls of the pot. And the pot is within 24 hours from the last time it was used. That's considered ben yomo. And now in this case over here, you boiled milk. So what happens with the boiling of the milk? The basar that's inside the walls of the pot comes out. The poskim come along and say, Kafahayim brings it down in Pezai and Sifkatan Yudalit. Harezeh derech bishul. That's considered bishul basar b'halav. And therefore this milk over here is going to be asur b'hana'ah. Because again, the basar that came out went into the milk, even though the basar is not ba'ayin. The basar is only a flavor of the basar that's inside the walls of the pot. That's considered derech bishul. Unless you had 60 in the milk against the walls. As a general rule, you don't have 60 against the walls of a pot, even if you fill the pot up to the top. As a general rule, unless the pot is constructed in a specific way. So therefore, that milk is going to become asur. Furthermore, besides that milk becoming asur, meaning that you made an isur, that you cooked it, that milk now you cannot have hana'ah from it. Because any time we said that the cooking is isur de oraita, so it's forbidden to have hana'ah. So you can't give the cat to a cat to drink, or you cannot sell it to a goy. Furthermore, that pot over there now is asur. Because the pot has in it milk and meat. The meat that was in it from the beginning, and the milk now that went inside of it when you cooked it. And therefore, that pot needs to have hag'alah.